The Book of John, Chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head and arrayed him in a purple garment. And they came to him and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck him with their hands. And Pilate went out again and says to them, Look, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I find no crime in him. Jesus therefore came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple garment. And Pilate says to them, Look, the man. When therefore the chief priests and the attendants saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate says to them, Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard this saying, he was the more afraid, and he entered into the praetorium again and says to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Pilate therefore says to him, Don't you speak to me? Don't you know that I have power to release you and have power to crucify you? Jesus answered him, You would have no power against me, except it were given you from above. Therefore he who delivered me to you has greater sin. On this Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at a place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. And he says to the Jews, Look, your king. They therefore cried out, away with him, crucify him. Pilate says to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then therefore he delivered him to them to be crucified. They took Jesus therefore, and he went out, bearing the cross for himself, to the place called the place of a skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and between them was Jesus. And Pilate wrote a title also and put it on the cross. And there was written, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This title therefore read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near to the city, and it was written in Hebrew, and in Latin, and in Greek. The chief priests of the Jews therefore said to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. The soldiers therefore, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to each soldier a part, and also the coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore one to another, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it will be. That the scripture might be fulfilled, which says, They parted my garments among them, and on my vesture they cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. But there were standing by the cross of Jesus his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by whom he loved, he says to his mother, Woman, here is your son. Then he says to the disciple, Here is your mother. And from that hour the disciple took her to his own home. After this Jesus, knowing that all things are now finished, that the scripture might be accomplished, says, I thirst. There was set there a vessel full of vinegar. So they put a sponge full of the vinegar on hyssop and brought it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished, and he bowed his head and delivered up his spirit. The Jews therefore, because it was the preparation, that the bodies should not stay on the cross on the Sabbath, for the day of that Sabbath was a high day, asked of Pilate that their legs might be broken, and that they might be taken away. The soldiers therefore came and broke the legs of the first and of the other that was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was dead already, they did not break his legs. Nevertheless, one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and immediately there came out blood and water. And he who has seen has borne witness, and his witness is true. And he knows that he says true, that you also may believe.